producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can just call right now. Go online, getwellradio.com. You want to make it part of the show? We'll be glad.
Let's go to Larry and kick these phone lines off tonight. Hi, Larry. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
I'm holding the phone for him.
That's okay. This is Larry's wife.
I'm his sister. He's a little nervous because he doesn't know for sure if you could help him with this. He has what they call venous status. It's a thing with the leg where the leg drains water.
Sure.
And he just had to go today. It was good for about maybe 2 months or so, and all of a sudden it broke out yesterday. And I said to him, when I turned the WICC on, I guess it was a miracle, because I said, "Wow, I've got somebody on here who's listening to what you were saying," and I said, "Maybe he can help you." And this is in Milford, Connecticut. Now, he's not like me. I believe in my chiropractor and all the natural things. So,
well, you know, there are all different specialties work together, and when you, it's not just, you know, whether it's more alternative or more traditional. You have to blend all of those together.
Absolutely.
So, is he taking medication right now?
Well, he's on medication for other things. But Larry, would you talk to him? I just talked. This is the doctor himself. And here, this is Larry Sterbrook, sir. And thank
okay.
you, doctor.
You're very welcome. Hi, Larry. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Larry.
Thank you.
Now, I guess your sister was telling me that you've been dealing with a certain health challenge. It sounds like you have a lot of other ones that you're taking medications for, but there's one particular that you're interested in. Is that right?
Well, basically, for my leg.
Okay.
It's the problem with the leg is... I had open heart surgery, and they took a vein out of that left leg.
Sure.
And I was okay until 2002, when I had double knee operation. And from then on, the way it's explained to me, your leg is, that's the lowest part of your body. And it's supposed to pump excess fluid back through your bladder, kidneys, and so forth. Now, when that leg or that part of your body has broken down, you develop this venous status. You start leaking through your legs. Through the skin. And until you can control it by compression, medicated bandage, ACE bandage, whatever. And that's what I've been doing for years and years. Period.
Okay.
There's nothing like, right now my doctors are in a standstill as far as, we can find this and all you have to do is take that and it'll go away. There's no such animal.
I can tell you when you're dealing with venous status, there's several things that you can do, Larry. And she said, before I get into that, she said you were taking other medications for other conditions. What would that be? What are the other conditions we're dealing with?
Well, I have heart condition.
I understand.
I'm taking Cozar. I'm taking maximum amount of furosemide, which is a water pill.
I'm with you.
That takes care of the excess water, but it's not enough, and they will not allow me to take any more because it's too much.
Yeah, it is. So you've got a heart condition, but what, Larry, what are the other issues that you have besides a heart condition?
High blood pressure.
Okay.
And
give me every diagnosis you've been given.
Oh, I put it all away. Would you want to get that paper on my in my den?
All right.
Right on the edge of the computer desk. Is my wallet right there?
Okay. Larry, we don't really have time to get into all that, so I'm going to go ahead and go with the question that we've got right now. When you're dealing with high blood pressure, you've been dealing with issues with the heart. You want to make sure that, especially when you've got venous status and you've got that condition going on in your leg, there are several things you can do. Regardless of what your doctors are telling you, I think they're supporting you the best that they can. So there's a couple of things you will need to do. Now, along with the Cozar that you've been taking, I would encourage you, if you don't want to do it, they're not going to let you do any more of the diuretic, no doubt. And so here's some other things you can do naturally that can assist the medication and what you're going through. You've got to be very careful with it. You do want to increase your fluid intake because the natural excess water intake that you will take in will begin to increase the water, or I'm sorry, decrease water retention. And so if you'll drink half your body weight in ounces of pure non-chlorinated water, so it's just regular bottled water, just don't do tap water, daily. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you want to do 75 ounces per day. That's going to help your body naturally lose water on its own, regardless of the medication. And hopefully, you can get your body functioning better. And I've seen this. We've seen this clinically in our clinics, to be where the body can begin stabilizing. Now, the other thing, too, is if you're looking at venous status, and that's something that you're concerned about, there's two amino acids that can help as well, L-arginine and L-citrulline. Both of those are important. There's a version of potassium that's important too, and this is going to help with high blood pressure, but it's also called potassium iodide, and there's a version of niacin called NADH. All of these combined together will work, and they won't interfere with those medications. You do want to let your physicians know that you are doing that, though. Very important. There's also what's called the anti-inflammatory diet, and just it's a diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. It reduces inflammation. But here's the key, really, what it does, and it's important for you to help get your health back where it needs to be, Larry, because you can. It's very possible. The principle you want to do is you want to stay away from wheat products. Wheat pot products tend to hold water and retain water in the body. That's bread, pasta, cereals, and crackers. Come off of those, and let's talk soon. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health.
Hey, this is Claire, and in 1 month, I dropped my total cholesterol 84 points and my LDL 68 points. The best way to lower your cholesterol. I mean, there's no better way to lower your cholesterol than eating pancakes. It made it easy for me because I didn't have to think about some of the meals I was going to eat. Amazingly impressive way to drop your cholesterol.
Go to StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InstateNetwork.com.
And lifestyle coach, you're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Speaking of that, I want to encourage you tonight, if you know somebody, maybe a friend or family member, a loved one that's going through a tough time with their health or with their life, be their health advocate, be their cheerleader. Make sure, let's call and talk about it. Maybe it's diabetes or heart disease or got some kind of crazy disease that the doctor's given them, and they're a little scared, don't know what to do. Maybe they don't have health insurance. That's the great news about this show. It doesn't cost anything. You don't need health insurance. You don't need anything. Maybe a phone somewhere that you can give a call and we can talk. And the great news is there's nothing better than helping someone with one of the greatest challenges maybe they've gone through. Remember, your health is your greatest wealth. It's everybody's greatest wealth. And it's the most important thing to them. You lose your health and you lose it all. And it's important to take care of that each and every day. If you know someone that's going through a tough time, let's talk about it. I always want to be here for you so we can be there for them. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. Let's go to Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
I have calluses on my heels.
Okay.
It's real hard and it hurts. And sometimes I wear my shoes and it kind of hurts me when I wear them.
Is it on both heels or just one?
Both heels.
Okay.
I've been putting lotion on my heels, but it seems like my dad doesn't do any good.
Okay. Have you been taking a lot of omega-3 fatty acids?
No, sir.
The fish oils. Okay, that's important. Sure. Do you wear your shoes too tight or too loose, or do they normally fit very well?
Well, they normally fit pretty good. It just, maybe for the past year, I've been getting these little hard calluses on my heels.
The little hard calluses on the heels. Now, typically what happens is it can be either the fact that you're wearing your shoes a little bit too loose, and sometimes the rubbing of the shoes over a period of time can create those calluses, because calluses develop in one of two ways. Over the constant friction over a surface, so it can be either calluses on the hands, very similar to that on the heels and different parts of the foot. And then also it can be from an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. And one of the things you can do is start taking fish oil. You want to do cod liver oil. It's one of the best things to do. And you can do 2 to 3 tablespoons per day. You want to do that with your meals. I don't recommend doing it without food. But it works very well in supporting the tissue. And then also excess amounts of vitamin C, which is an antioxidant, one of the number one antioxidants for the body. You want to do about 4,000 to 5,000 milligrams per day of a buffered pH form of vitamin C, and that can help reduce those calluses. You may have to trim those down too, and there's a way to do that. You can even talk to the people that do the pedicures. They've got these little ways that they can file down the calluses. And but you, as far as keeping them from growing, that's what you want to do, because once they actually get up there, you know, they're toughened skin. It's excess grown skin, and so of course there has to be something physically done to remove that. Okay, thanks for the call. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're just not feeling well, that's what we're here for. Let us be your second opinion. Let's go to John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hey, Dr. Andrews, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
About in March of last year, I was 210 pounds. I started making like moderate changes, doing moderate exercise, and I dropped to about 190, 192 really quick, and I kind of plateaued there. and I kind of stepped up the exercise, that sort of thing, and I've been able to cut to 185. My goal is to get to 170, but I've been stuck at 185 and I'm, for months, and I've really stepped up the exercise. I'm doing 6 days a week and sometimes three nights a week in addition to the mornings that I'm doing.
It's too much.
Is that what it is?
Yep, it's too much. When you work out over what in 1 day's time period, you don't ever want to go over 45 minutes. Especially in one session, because once you go over 45 minutes, at 46 minutes, there's a stress hormone called cortisol. You familiar with that?
No.
Okay, it's a stress hormone, and it's secreted in the body. Now, cortisol is normal. We need cortisol. It's part of our fight-or-flight mechanism, so it was naturally given to us. It's secreted from the adrenal glands, but what happens is when cortisol is secreted, it does two things. It stores body fat. And then also destroys brain cells and destroys three things. It destroys muscle tissue. So it breaks down your muscle tissue, which is the very thing you're trying to protect. Okay. And then it's going to store more body fat. And it's severe. I mean, at 46 minutes, the research has shown that the growth hormone and testosterone levels, which is what we want to increase to keep our muscle mass and keep our skin tone, and it keeps kind of our youth hormones, those drastically decrease at 46 minutes, and then cortisol drastically increases. So you want to stop everything at 45 minutes, no more than that, and that includes cardio and weights. So if you're wanting to do that, and I would only go 5 days a week. 6 days a week even can be pushing it. The only other thing, if you want to do on the sixth day, you could do maybe some light work, meaning you want to do just take a brisk walk outside for 30 minutes, something like that, just because you enjoy being active and your body can handle it, then do that. But I wouldn't do more intense exercise than 5 days a week. So that's one thing. The other thing is the exercise is not so much as what's going to maintain your weight as what you're putting inside your body and how well your hormones are working. So what are you doing as far as your eating plan goes? I mean, you say you're on a decent eating plan. What does that consist of?
I'm eating like six very small meals a day. Like for the mornings, I may have like scrambled egg whites and a bowl of Cheerios with skim milk. And then, 2.5-3 hours later, I'll have like a protein bar. It'll be one of the meals that I eat. And then,
I tell you what, John. Let me interrupt you. Let's do this. Just listening to those couple of items that you listed, I've got some great ideas for you that I think will even take you to the next level. And this is going to be really good because I know a lot of people right now, with it being the new year, have some goals set to be able to drop some weight and kind of get a new outlook on their health. And this is going to help a lot of people. So let's talk about how to drop those extra pounds when we come out of this break. You've done a lot by yourself and you've done very well, but let's talk about how to drop those last 15 in just a moment. 888-283-7272.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. And don't forget, we run through all these protocols and different things here on the show. If you miss things and can't write them down fast enough, your normal business hours, and 888-283-7272 number during the day. Going into break, we're talking with John And John's really done a great job. He's been working on losing some weight, getting his body back where it needs to be, and he's gone from about 210 pounds down to 185 pounds. Phenomenal feat within itself, and wanting to get down to 170 pounds in this new year and setting some goals for himself. Been working out 6 days a week, but I told you, John, going to the break, it's a little bit too much. And the reason is because you don't want to go over working out 45 minutes per day at 46 minutes. There's a stress hormone called cortisol that elevates in the body. It does several things. It stores body fat. It burns up muscle tissue, and it can destroy brain cells if elevated for too long. So that's one thing you want to do, is you want to cut your workout down to about 5 days a week, maybe six if you do something light on the sixth day, and keep that to about 45 minutes, combining weights and cardiovascular work, or doing one or the other. Just you want to keep it to that 45-minute mark, and that's going to help you on the exercise portion. But exercise, when it comes to weight loss and getting your body composition where it needs to be, is only about 15 to 20% of it. The rest of it really is our lifestyle choices, and because the foods that we eat every single day affect our body in a major way, and they play a big role in our hormone production, and that's really one of the major areas to keep our body in the right state. So you're telling me that you eat about six meals a day, six small meals a day, starting out with egg whites in the morning and then moving into what you said, something like a protein bar, I think, for a snack. You want to go through that again for me?
Yeah, like in the morning, the typical breakfast will be egg whites with small bowl of Cheerios. A couple hours later, I'll have a protein bar. A couple hours from that, have lunch. I may have a sandwich on wheat bread with something like turkey or something like that, and a yogurt. And then a few hours from that, I'll have tuna fish and some wheat crackers. And a few hours from that, I'll have a protein bar. So, I mean, nothing really heavy. So, I mean, that's pretty much for my day. But probably my biggest meal is in the evening, which is still a small meal. And it may be something like a turkey breast with vegetables and salad, something like that.
Okay. First thing I would encourage you to do is, quality is really important when you're eating. And what happens to the ankle?
It swells.
It swells. Same thing is true when you eat the wrong kind of foods in your digestive tract. It swells. That's why when you first go on a diet of any kind, where you go from eating a bunch of junk food to eating health food, people drop about 10 pounds right out of the gate. And then let's say they decide to go off the diet, then they all of a sudden they gain those 10 pounds back almost immediately. And what does everybody say? Oh, that was just water weight, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. Well, it was. Because you're getting rid of the inflammatory fluid that's inside the digestive tract, first thing that happens. So it's the same principle. You're still eating inflammatory food, so you want 10 pounds to go. First thing you want to do is get rid of the inflammatory foods. You'll drop the water weight that you still got going on inside your gut.
Okay.
And the kind of foods that you want for carbohydrates, proteins, you're doing great. Don't change anything there. You just want to make sure you add in fats. So that's omega-3, 6s, and 9s. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, cooking in coconut oil and butter, and then taking fish oils, not in the gel caps, but the actual oil itself. And you want to do about 2 tablespoons per day of that.
Okay.
And cut it back, scale it back to 4 meals. And see, the fats will take the place. The calories and fats are more than the carbohydrates. So when you cut back a little bit, even on those 2 meals, you're going to make up the calories because you're adding fats in. So everything's going to balance out, but you're going to have higher quality. And the fats, by increasing it to about 25 to 30% of your diet, is going to increase your testosterone level. Testosterone goes up, estrogen goes down, and your body can drop body fat. But that's why fat doesn't make you fat.
Is there a specific target I'm looking at as far as in terms of calories per day? Or
don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just go with your portion sizes, about the size of your hand, and protein about the size of your fist, and carbohydrates. If you do fruits and vegetables, you can probably do double, triple that, no big deal, because they're more bulk and there's not a lot of calories to them, because you're not doing starchy carbohydrates. Fats you want to keep to, I do a couple of, like a small handful if it's nuts, half an avocado, a couple tablespoons of any kind of butter or oil if you're cooking with it, something like that. But okay. You just keep it everything in moderation. It really is. It's about balance. And if you keep your protein portions the way you have been, get your fats up, everything's going to balance out. Here's the other kicker. When's the last time you've had your blood work done?
About a year ago.
Okay. When you get your blood work done again, and when you do it, make sure they check your testosterone levels and your thyroid levels. Make sure they check both of those, and you'll be interested to see exactly what those testosterone levels are. They play a big role. You want to make sure your testosterone stays between 450 and 550 on that blood test. If it gets below that, then you're working against yourself. You want to make sure those numbers stay up, and that's going to help you maintain your lean muscle mass and stay in your target of what your goal is. If you do this and cut down your workout time, you should hit that target in the next 15 pounds in the next 6 weeks. All right? I want to get a phone call from you and hear how you're 170 pounds, lean and mean. You feel better and have more energy than you had in a long time, John. Okay? Thanks for the call, my friend. Questions about your health? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Rita. Hi, Rita. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. A. So thank you again for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I did what you asked me to do as far as going to the doctor and getting all my blood work done.
Okay, great.
And I got my letter back in mail this past Saturday, and it was kind of surprising because I didn't think I was eating that much junk, but I was. my cholesterol was up, and it's at 252. And my triglycerin was at 45. My LDL was at 147. And my HDL was at 96. He said my thyroid, my TSH, elevated at 6.35. And he found that my blood sugar was normal, my kidney function was normal, and my liver was functioning normal. And he said my anemic screen was normal. But he do want to talk to me about my thyroid results. And he said I was high, and he said my iron was normal, but he said my B12 was high. And he was asking me a question on the letter that he sent me, was I taking any type of supplements. I had been, but I stopped because I remember when you told me to go get all my blood work taken care of. So that's what I did, and this is what I got back in the mail. So,
it's okay. The biggest thing they're going to want to do, the biggest thing, Rita, they're going to want to do is the thyroid. The thyroid being 6 point something on the TSH means that you're hypothyroid, which means you have a slow functioning thyroid. You would think the lower number would mean a low functioning thyroid, but actually it's the higher the number. So they're probably going to want to put you on some levothyroxine or some Synthroid to start balancing that out. I'm not a big fan of that for long term, but for short term, if they need to do a little bit, then let them do a little bit of that just to bump it up and get it back between about the 1.8 to 3.0 range, and then things will start balancing. But if they choose to do that, there's two things you'll want to do. You'll want to take organic iodine with that, because iodine is the trace mineral that your body's missing for the thyroid. And the other is an amino acid called tyrosine. Tyrosine you can get at most health food stores, and you want to stay away from these foods to get that thyroid functioning properly. You want to stay away from the cabbage family, so that means Brussels sprouts and all that. You want to stay away from broccoli and cauliflower. Stay away from strawberries
broccoli?
As well. I know. Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh. I love broccoli. I eat broccoli like it's water.
Well, see, if you're eating that like it's water, it's one of the reasons that your thyroid's running slow. That's why I'm saying you want to be very slow to put somebody on thyroid medication, but until you've looked at all their lifestyle factors. See, if you just stopped eating broccoli and cauliflower and all the cabbage family for a period of about 8 to 12 weeks, that's going to naturally let your thyroid start functioning better again. So just be a little, I would almost do that for about 4 to 8 weeks and ask your physician if you could wait just a little bit, that you wanted to try a couple of things to get your body functioning normal again, and then go in and get it retested. Now, if it's still slow at that point, you might want to consider doing a little bit of the medication. It's not going to be bad for you. It can actually jumpstart it and get it back where it needs to. But the tyrosine, the organic iodine, and then also increase coconut oil to about 2 to 3 tablespoons per day. And that's going to help naturally stimulate the thyroid function and increase it. Now, let's move over to the cholesterol. The good numbers for cholesterol are about 190 to 220. So the old school is that it needs to be under 180. That's too low. When cholesterol gets too low, your hormones start going all out of whack, because hormones are basically functioning, and they're developed and designed from cholesterol. So you want a healthy amount of cholesterol. Your good cholesterol is the HDL, and it's actually a good number. The bad cholesterol is 140-something. That is a little bit too high. You want to get that down. Here's the way to get it down. 2 eggs every single day. He's probably going to want to put you on a statin drug. I would hold off on that and ask for his permission on this for about at least 8 weeks. Here's why. You're in that borderline range where you probably need to, if you can get something done now, do your lifestyle choices, then that'll be a good thing. So 2 eggs every single day, N-acetylcysteine and nicotinic acid. Niacin, tons of studies on niacin. Nicotinic acid specifically, where it reduces HDL. And you want to take about 800 IUs a day of vitamin E. That will keep the LDL, the bad cholesterol, from plaquing in the arteries. The vitamin E is clinically proven to do that. Make sure to follow those protocols. Talk to me soon.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
I have been very active and still am all my life, and I sat and tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered Amino Active. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com or 800-544-3533.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. What are you struggling with tonight? What is your health challenge? Whatever it is, great or small, we're here to walk with you in your health journey. And maybe it's not you. Maybe it's someone else that you know that's struggling with their health. Well, be their health advocate. Be their cheerleader. Nothing greater than to help someone else with something they're going through. And maybe they're not listening to the show, but you are. And you know that it might be diabetes, or they might be given 3 weeks to live, and they're scared, and they don't know what to do. And we need to talk about that. Or maybe they're going through some chronic pain, fibromyalgia or arthritis, and they're just going through a tough time. Let's help them out. 888-283-7272. You can also shoot me an email. We'll be able to answer that privately if you don't want it on the air. No problem. We'll always do that for you. No big deal. Many ways to reach us. You can also go to twitter.com to shoot tweets at me, or we can fire back and forth with that. Whatever we can do to reach out to you and help you in your health journey. Let's go to Lee. Hi, Lee. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi,
Lee.
I am being diagnosed with osteoporosis probably the early 90s.
Okay.
And I've... really
trying. Lee, you might want to turn your radio down.
Yeah, I'm going to walk away from it. I'm sorry. I thought I.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
About that.
It's okay. You're diagnosed in 1990. Is that right?
Well, maybe. Yeah, probably around that time. And I've been trying all the natural things, everything that's out there supposedly that's supposed to help. But now it's not getting any better. And I'm still kind of resisting taking the drugs. I tried Fosamax a few years ago and made me sick every morning, so I kind of gave up on it. And now I'm at an impasse, trying to think, what do I do? Do I go on the drug? The internist that I see, she suggested that I'm doing the reclass, the IV for
yes.
a year.
Right.
And I'm just kind of at an impasse.
Well, Lee, what is your age?
I'm a very young 80.
I love it. 80
I'm
years
very young.
Young
80.
That's what I'm talking. That's great. I love
may,
to hear that,
I,
Lee.
May I share something else quickly?
From absolutely.
I had double pneumonia up until age 72. I had been in perfect health, and then I was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 72 in 2001.
Okay. And so Have you weathered through that with no problem? Everything's fine from that?
Well, the 201 was fine. I came through it beautifully. Everything that's happened to my body, I come through it really well because I'm so healthy inside.
Right.
But then 2009, January 2009, last year now, they found another tumor in my left breast that was removed. She went really deep and supposedly, hopefully, got all the cells out of there. And that's another thing, too. I didn't want a mastectomy. I'm trying to do all the natural things for that also. So my body's going. Yes.
What about the osteoporosis? Did they check your vitamin D levels at all?
It was normal the last, I guess, probably 8 or 9 months ago. It was normal.
Okay, it's got to be low normal if it was. If you've been diagnosed with osteoporosis, you want to make sure that your vitamin D levels are between 70 and 90 on the blood test. And normal can be 30.
Uh-huh.
So you want to keep it at a very, very high normal. The range goes from about 30 all the way to 100. And 70 to 90 is where you need to keep it if you've been diagnosed with osteoporosis.
Yes.
And that's what I would encourage you to do. That's the first thing. And the other with osteoporosis that's going to be really important, and also the fact that you've been diagnosed with cancer a couple times, had a couple tumors, is you want to reduce inflammation in the body. And I know you probably already eat a very, very good diet, but you want to make sure that you're even going to that next level. And that's reducing inflammation. Follow the anti-inflammatory diet. And that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. The reason I encourage that is we designed it for all different health challenges, to remove inflammation so the body can regenerate and create new good healthy cells. So getting started on that will be important too. And there's a version of B12 that you will want to take along with what's called folinic acid. Because if the body has a tendency, which yours does, now that we know this, genetically to create cancer cells, you want to help the body be supported so it won't create that rapid cell growth of abnormal cells. Two things you'll need to do: B12 in the version of adenosyl cycobalamin, it's an A version of B12, and then folinic acid, both of those together. And then if you've had them in the breast, organic iodine is always important too. Women are very deficient in iodine. It's one of the number one reasons that there's fibrous tumors that form in the breast tissue. So iodine is pretty simple to find and get at your health food store, but you want to take in about 450 micrograms per day. That's the US RDA, and that's really all that we need on a regular basis. The Japanese get about 13 milligrams of iodine per day. They're one of the healthiest actual demographics in the world. So it does help with your immune system and helps build everything else. That's the encouragement I would give to you. Weight-bearing exercise. Walking, jogging are very good. I would do weight training with a personal trainer at least 3 days a week. And I would encourage you to get a mini trampoline. Mini trampolines are really, really good, especially for its impact, but it's easy on the joints. So when you're dealing with osteoporosis, it's a great tool to help rebuild that bone density. Hope that helps.
And you can go from there. All right. Then it's because there's no one quick answer. You'll need that information to go to the next level. All right. Keep me posted. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about a brand new product I've been using that helped my memory and my focus that's all natural, called Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain is a clinically studied dietary supplement that's been shown to help improve multiple areas of cognitive health on healthy subjects in peer-reviewed clinical trials conducted at the Boston Center for Memory. Right now, you can save 10% on Alpha Brain and all supplements from Onnit Labs by going to onnit.com/inshape. The best part of Alpha Brain, it is completely natural. That's what I'm a big fan of. about. Alpha Brain is comprised of earth-grown nutrients. It's non-GMO and contains no caffeine or gluten. Plus, you can try Alpha Brain with no risk. Onnit Labs provides a no-questions-asked 100% money-back guarantee. You don't even have to send the bottle back. That's amazing. Check out onnit.com/InShape. That's onnit.com/InShape and save 10% on all supplements. Achieve a new level of memory and focus with Alpha Brain.